Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Woo!
This is my kind of letter. Let's go.
No, it's not. Subject, my mom. My mama? My mom might be a side piece.
We ain't talking about mama.
No, right. Dear Stephen Shirley, and oh, hey, Tommy. That's what it says. Hey, Tommy. Okay, let's get to it.
Because she want to be just like her mom.
I don't think so, though. I think you'll
speaking in the letter.
Find something different in this letter. My mom is 52 years old, and she's been dating this guy for 10 years. He's very good to her. He wines and dines her and spoils her with gifts and money. He also attends our family events and holiday celebrations with her. Whenever I need anything, he's been there for me. So here's my issue. He lives 3 hours away, and when he comes to visit my mom, he rarely stays a full weekend with her at her house. He has 2 children, but my mother has never met them. He says he is divorced, but I don't believe him. My mom has visited him many times, but she's only stayed at his condo once. He's a doctor, and he works long hours, and he's often on call on the weekends. Because of this, he insists that he stay at a hotel closer to the hospital, just in case he has to rush in to work. She usually talks to him when he's at his office, and he always calls from a blocked number. He rarely calls her from his cell phone. That just doesn't sound right to me. How is my mom okay with that? And why does she get upset? Why does she get upset when I bring it up? My mom is a very smart woman, and she's usually a great judge of character. So, Code Cracker, please tell me how I can get through to my mom. I don't want her to waste another 10 years of her life on this man. Please help. Well, I got to tell you this, daughter. You love your mom. That's quite obvious. You want the best for your mom, just like I'm sure your mom would want the best for you as her daughter. But this is your mom's business, and you're her daughter. You know, you're going to have to stay out of your mom's business. You can suggest and let her know how you feel, but this is your mom's issue. I mean, you know what's up. I think you're very insightful as a daughter. Guess what? Your mom knows what's up, too. She really does. She knows, but after being in it for 10 years, and yeah, she's known it for quite some time, 10 years, she's in it, okay? She's used to it. She doesn't want to stop it. She doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want to change her life. This is a life she's come accustomed to. She's become accustomed to and grown into. She's comfortable with this life. As parents, yes, we set examples for our kids. We do. Your daughter, you as her daughter, you're seeing her actions loudly and clearly. You're wondering where her self-respect is. You're wondering how and why she signed up for this situation. It sounds clear that this man is married. Your mom has never met his kids after 10 years. You know, the hotel situation where he stays, the excuse he gives her for staying at the hotel, all of that sounds like this is a married man and your mom is a side piece. But only your mom can decide, you know, whether or not she wants to get out. All you can do as her daughter is suggest it. But, you know, she's a mom. You're the daughter. You got to stay out of her business. Steve?
Well, my mom may be the side piece. Well, all right. Your mama 52 years old. She grown. She know what's going on. She been dating a guy for 10 years. He's very good to her. He wines and dines her, spoils her with gifts and money. He also attends our family events and holiday celebrations with her.
Come on.
Wow.
That is usually a telltale sign that a man is married when you never see him at the family events
right. And
you never see him at the holiday celebrations. That's usually the telltale sign. But he's at these events, and I know why. Whenever I need anything, he's been there for me. So here's my issue. He lives 3 hours away. When he comes to visit my mom, he rarely stays a full weekend with her at her house. He has 2 children, but my mother has never met them. He says he's divorced, but I don't believe him. My mom has visited him many times, but she's only stayed at his condo once. He's a doctor, he works long hours, and he's often on calls on the weekend. Because of this, he insists that he stay at a hotel closer to the hospital just in case he has to rush into work.
Good doctor.
Right.
Now, let's stop right here. Let's just back up a little bit. If he's so concerned with being called in to work, therefore, he stays at a hotel closer to the hospital. Why did he buy his condo so far away from the hospital?
Uh-oh.
If that's your concern, you would have bought a house closer to the damn hospital.
Right.
But it's only a concern when you come to visit and you've been to the condo once. That's because all the coast was clear that one time. He lives 3 hours away. When he visits, he rarely stays a full weekend because he done told somebody he on call down at the hospital. That's what that is.
We're killing his life right now.
He attends family events and holiday celebrations with her because he's a doctor.
Come on, Steve.
And you can say, I'm on call. I'm working over the holidays.
Right.
So you can make it if you a doctor. Now, somebody back at the house has had to understand this because they are the beneficiary of a wonderful lifestyle. So they putting up with it. Now, your mama is also a beneficiary of a wonderful lifestyle, so she putting up with
it. That's right.
I want you to know that everybody know what's going on except his wife.
Doctors need love too, Steve.
Oh, did I say wife?
Yeah, you did.
Everybody know what's going on except the wife.
Yeah, because mom sure certainly knows.
I hope you
I'll
never
be back
medical.
With the rest of
I
it.
I hope you
to
never
Tommy's
need medical
dismay.
Assistance. I know, man. Just killing this man's life. Perfect life.
part
Let me get back to this letter. Yeah. Unlike my nephew.
Mom might be a side piece.
Who is not the thankingest person I've ever met.
Thankingest.
Who is insisting that I'm killing this man's wonderful life. I totally disagree.
I just hope you never need medical assistance.
This man's life will continue just the way it is.
And hers too.
Because the only one that has to keep going along with this is this letter writer's mama, who is 52 years old, who already know what's going on.
She does.
And the reason she's angry with her daughter, when her daughter brings it up, she gets upset because now you know what she know. And she don't want to deal with it with you. She wants to deal with this problem and situation all her own. This man has given her a lifestyle, moments of happiness that she's unable to find anywhere else. And she'll never find it anywhere else because you'll never be able to meet Mr. Right while you dating Mr. Wrong. Mm. So, look, Tommy, regardless as to how you want to put this, let me try to save your marriage before you mess this up.
I'm not.
Your stupid ass.
This is not about Tommy.
Just shut up. It is, because he always want to be supportive of the cheater. Then when one of them get busted, now he looking all crazy talking about what he did wrong. This man right here, this 52-year-old woman knows what's going on with this. Uh-huh. 10 years of dating a divorced man, and you ain't met his kids yet.
Come on.
In 10 years. You mean at none of the holidays.
Can I ask you something?
And none of the family reunions, family events, have you met this kid? What do you want?
What do the cheering have to do with their relationship?
The cheering, Tommy. The cheering is just another issue which solidifies what the daughter is thinking, that something is wrong, that you dated a man for 10 years and never met his kids, and he divorced. You would think a man who was in love with you would want to say, hey, kids, I want you all to meet this woman that I'm in love with. I'm considering having a life with her. But he ain't going to make that announcement because he can't have a life with her because he got a life with their mama.
Yep. Now you get it, nephew?
It's your stupid son.
Disgust. I know, Steve is so mad right now.
Now, whenever I need anything, he's always been there for me.
Yep.
That's why you've let it go on so long.
For 10 years,
Oh, letter writer, you got something to do with this, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Because it was good to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you done got a little bit older, and you ready to stop. But the problem is, it's easy for you to stop because you ain't in love with the doctor. But your mama is, though. The fact that he lives three hours away, ain't got nothing to do with it. He say he divorced, but I don't believe him. Your mama don't know. Your mama know he ain't divorced. But your mama like what she's in.
Would you stop with the breathing?
He's a doctor and he work long hours.
A good doctor.
He's a good
Why
man.
Does she get upset when I bring it up? I told you that. My mom is a very smart woman. Not when she thinking with her heart. Only when she thinking with her head is she smart. So Cold Cracker, please tell me how I can get this through to this my mom. You can't. Your mama in love. Your mama know this. I got news for you. Your mama actually smarter than you. Until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That's right.
Ain't nothing gonna change.
Mm-mm. You ain't crack no damn cold.
All right, Steve, listen, we got to go.
Leave well enough alone.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.